Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Who would have ever thought this would be taking place? You're looking at all of a sudden when leadership gets into office and Israel starts getting support and America and Israel start standing together, of all the things that begin to happen, as we talked about in our previous program, persecution against the church in around the world, but in Egypt, but also cemeteries, Jewish cemeteries and in Philadelphia and Missouri have been vandalized by people coming. Anti-Semitism appears to be on the rise. As a matter of fact, let's go right now to Philadelphia.
Sarah, we first came out here about 11 a.m. yesterday, and it was bad. The damage was immense. So many of these tombstones were toppled over. I can tell you now, in over 24 hours since we've come back, I have noticed a lot have been reset. That's very nice to see that so many people in this community have come out here and they're starting to try and fix things up. But what's really sad is you'll see behind me here are these old style tombstones like that that don't rest on a base. Those have been split in half, and those are the kinds of ones that will never be able to be fixed. For people like Adrian Berger, seeing what's happened here at Mount Carmel Cemetery has made her feel something she thought she never would. That's scared because of her faith.
I felt like suddenly unsafe as a Jewish person.
She came to check on her parents' grave. Luckily, hers was spared. That's not the case for the many others that were knocked down from Chopper 6. You get a larger picture of the scale of damage. But Berger says not all is lost. She knows people are already coming together.
I have to say that when I went on Facebook and my friends called me and saw that there were Muslim groups coming to help and non-Jewish groups and Jewish groups, so many people came right away to start lifting up the stones and, you know, starting a Kickstarter. And it did kind of lift my spirits a little bit.
The Philadelphia police continue their investigation today to try and figure out who terrorized the Jewish cemetery in Wissanoming. They've called it an abominable crime. You won't find anyone who disagrees with that, including Mayor Jim Kenney, who's speaking out.
This ethnic, religious, and bigotry needs to stop. It needs to be put an end to.
The Jewish Federation is also here at Mount Carmel Cemetery looking things over in disbelief.
What we're trying to do is gather as much information as possible, so that we can, as a united Jewish community and the larger community of all religious groups, try to understand what has occurred here.
At this point, no word from detectives on who they think did this. Okay, another live look out here at Mount Carmel Cemetery. You can see so many people have come out here to check on loved ones' tombstones and really just to look things over in disbelief of what's happened here. Now, at this point, the Philadelphia police have not officially called this a hate crime yet, and the official number, the amount of tombstones toppled over, has not been released yet. From reporting live in Wissanoming, Bob Brooks, Channel 6.
Let me think about this. I mean, you're looking at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in great relationships with one phone call from President Trump when he first got into office. They just joined together, as we had that on our program, had a joint press conference. We've embraced Israel. We are treating the Jewish people with the respect that they deserve from our nation. The previous administration was seemed set against to be able to embolden the enemies of Israel. And it's like, why would this be happening? Well, you're looking at the enemies of Israel, the enemies of Jews, and the enemies of Christians are being fueled during a time like this. Understand that we got to pray for our Jewish brothers and sisters and citizens. It was good to see, you know, other people come out and begin to support. They got a Kickstarter fundraiser thing to be able to support the cemetery, but we want it to be stopped and prevented. And you would think, you know, now that we're back in relationship with Israel, that everybody would be happy. Well, the enemies of God, the enemies of Israel, the enemies of the church, they're not going to be happy when things are going right. So it's time for us to stand in the gap. As a matter of fact, our president, he was visiting the National Museum of African American History and Culture, and he had a chance to be able to speak out against this anti-Semitism that's taking place. Let's join him now.
The anti-Semitic threats targeting our Jewish community and community centers are horrible and are painful, and a very sad reminder of the work that still must be done to root out hate and prejudice and evil.
So you're looking at, you know, our president saying, you know, we've got to stop this. We've got to join with and begin to pray and ask God to be able to stop the persecution of Jews and Christians. In our previous program, Franklin Graham put out a call to an urgent prayer, you know, for the church to begin to pray for the persecuted Christians in the Middle East. So you're looking at this rise going on.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.